This is a communication here in phase one for Mr. Daniel Emel, that's I-M-E-L. And we have three board members participating in this hearing. They are the Honorable Mr. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. Mr. Emel, ADC number is listed as 214277. He's currently serving one offense, and that is, well, it's more than one, but the main offense is manslaughter. He is serving a 21-year sentence there. He has he's requesting a reduction of 7 years, and if he was granted this reduction of 7 years, he would be eligible to be released on January 31, 2019. I should point out that his ERC date is listed as January 28, 2025. He's currently serving the first count of four counts, all of which are consecutive to each other. Just wanted to put that on the record. I would point out the fact that he was driving his vehicle. He ran a red light, and as a result of that, he crashed his car into the 25-year-old victim, and the victim, of course, was deceased. He feels Mr. Mill feels that this crime should be reduced because he feels remorse, he feels shame, and he feels embarrassed because of this, his being involved in this crime. And he feels that this crime was excessive because of his mental condition, SMI, and that his past activities, and he felt that there was no prior conviction, and aggravated factors should have been considered. He indicates that if he is, once he's released, he would like to reside in Phoenix with his parents. He does have this criminal record, as we indicated, we're talking about some 21 years. He has a couple of disciplines. One in 07 for disobeying an order, that was a major, in 2012 violation of departmental policies, that was a minor. In 2008 he had two others failed to appear, and lying to law enforcement officials. This is first time coming before the Arizona Board of Executive Policy, and he has taken some programming, such as culture diversity, as the indicator, he wishes to reside with his family. He has a criminal history in 2004, this manslaughter. In 2005, he had an assault. And this particular one that we're talking about today took place on May 29, 2004, and the defendant drove his truck through a red light, crashing and killing the 25-year-old victim and narrowing his three other witnesses. I would also point out the fact that when he was driving, he admits that he was confused, but he had some marijuana in his system, ecstasy, as well as methamphetamine also was found in his system. He was indicted initially for second-degree murder and three counts of endangerment. However, he was pleaded down to manslaughter, and that's what he ended up serving, manslaughter. I will point out, just for the record, some information that I did glean regarding this particular count for 21 years. The defendant was high on, as I've already indicated, three drugs, meth, marijuana, and ecstasy. The defendant was speeding while being impaired with those drugs. According to this information coming from the state, he was driving 93 miles per hour in a 35-mile zone. The defendant ran four red lights while high. The victim caused a violent death of the victim. And the young age of the victim was 25. The emotional devastation of the victim's family, and I won't list all of them. A number of other victims, as indicated, there were three others who he almost hit, and the effect on members of the community who witnessed this crime, and the defendant total life of remorse for killing the victim. And those are some of the reasons that I believe that were presented by the state. And based on the information that was presented to the state, the state suggested that the sentence for this defendant would be for 21 years in prison plus another 3 years for the endangerment, which would be a total of 24 years incarcerated. And he could have gotten more for each of these, but because of the consideration by the court, he ended up with 21 years for the manslaughter and 3 years for the endangerment. With that being said, I do not feel that the sentence was excessive, and inasmuch as he did have some drugs in his system, inasmuch as someone was murdered or killed or manslaughter, and family being involved, I do not feel that he should be passed to phase two, but I am prepared to listen to other board members who might feel otherwise and who might want to add something else to what I have stated. So I am prepared to listen at this time to other board members. Therefore, I am going to offer a motion at this time, and my motion is going to be as it relates to email. Daniel Emel, that's IMEL, ADC number 214277, and my motion is going to be not to pass through phase two, and that is my motion.
A second.
Agreed.
It's a motion by myself, CTY, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Emel will not be passed to phase two, and this will end his hearing at this time. Thank you so much for your participation.
Thank you.